on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Time for some extremely local news from Block Club Chicago and Seamus Toomey. And first up, we're going to talk about Chicago's Brewers. And that's another endangered species today, isn't it, Seamus?
Yeah, it really is. You know, so many of these small craft beer places that have popped up in the last 10 years, they rely heavily on the keg sales that they go to all the bars. Sure, the tap rooms make some money, and the cans, if they're lucky enough to get into grocery stores and liquor stores, that can bring in some revenue. But we're talking about a significant portion of all of these places' revenue comes from distributing kegs to bars. That is obviously all dried up. Bars are trying to, you know, however they can, unload those kegs by doing pickup services of growlers and that sort of thing. But these breweries are all just trying to hang on. You know, a lot of them are startups, so they weren't making a lot of money to begin with. They've got loans to pay for all those tanks in the back. They've got a lot of staff. So, you know, they're looking at, you know, nationwide, there's about 160,000 people just in the craft beer business, anywhere from brewers to people working the taps. So it's tough. Chicago saw its first one go under for good just this week. Argus Brewery in Pullman announced that it will not be reopening. So we're hoping it's not just the first of many dominoes to fall, but it's going to be clear that some of these places are just not going to be able to survive.
We heard about, I think it was Tuesday, I saw this number, about half of Chicago's 7,500 restaurants are completely closed, the other half still operating, paying their staff to cook and deliver food to customers. And as this thing goes on, you wonder how many restaurants we're going to be hearing about that are just not able to ever reopen.
Well, here's a sobering number, Bob. You know, we checked in with the Illinois Restaurant Association, and they're estimating about 20% of Chicago's restaurants will not reopen. So we're talking about 1,500 independent restaurants that just will be shuttered forever going forward, you know, until someone else gives it a shot. It's just, you know, these places, just like these breweries, are really operate on extremely slim margins. They gotta keep moving just to pay for the staff and for all the rent. So, you know, they're doing just like the breweries. They're doing everything they can to set up curbside pickup. I know some of these breweries have drive-through lanes that they're creating. You know, the owners are in the back now cooking and delivering. They're just, you know, scraping by as best they can. But a lot of them have, you know, had to lay off vast numbers of their workers, in part so they can qualify for unemployment, but also just because there is not any money coming in to pay them. So they're really just trying to keep these places going just with skeleton crews until there's some hope. We didn't get a lot of new hope from the governor yesterday. When he extended the stay-at-home order, he put in some exceptions for places like garden centers and for dog groomers. But, you know, it's really, he had signaled earlier, that it's really going to be difficult to go easy on social distancing in a restaurant or in a bar. It's just, it's really not going to be possible. So these restaurants and bars and breweries are really just going to have to hold on at least for another month.
Our hearts go out to all of the small businesses, and we tend to talk about the restaurants and bars a lot because those are social gathering places and community centers, and I mean, it's more than just a business. It's a way of life in the fabric of the Chicago community, and this is a good time also to remember, and I just got a text about this, forget ordering from Uber Eats or all the others. Call the restaurant direct, all the fees, tips, etc., go right to the local business. That's a good point, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, a lot of these Uber Eats and Grubhub, those folks take 30%. They charge it, you know, it comes out of, you don't see, the customer doesn't see it, the owner see it, the restaurant. So, sure, you know, if you go straight to the restaurant now, a lot of these places have set up their own delivery service. And who knows, you may see your favorite bartender, your favorite owner, restaurant owner show up at your door.
Yeah, and it's the weekend, and a lot of folks do a lot of cooking at home these days and then try to get out at least to pick up some food or have food delivered or get something to go. So this is a good time to remember that. And also, if you're getting curbside, for example, a little extra tip would be in order here. Well, we can end on some good news, though, because I know in Logan Square, they're happy about a summer favorite that's opening up again.
Right. I'm not just going to come on Friday and give all gloom and doom, Bob. ray of sunshine on this cloudy day. The Taste, the old Tasty Freeze in Logan Square officially opened yesterday, 2815 West Armitage. They, too, have to do pickup and delivery. But, you know, after 70 years in Logan Square, this truly is a community center. You know, you normally see just lines of people outside, you know, packing it, having their soft serve and their sandwiches. So they reopened. They're about a month late compared to last year's. They tried to figure out how to manage all the new restrictions, but they're ready to go. Owner Tony Zarconi said, "Hey, listen, I will set up a cot in the back if it means that I can keep these orders going 24/7 if I have to." You know, it's funny, you think about soft serve delivery and you wonder, you know, how does that work? But, yeah. You know, admittedly, it's not 85 and sunny yet, but Tony said he's been making practice runs, you know, to see if he can get the soft serve to people in time before it gets a little too too melted. And he said it works. So, you know, feel free to do delivery soft serve if you want to support the Freeze in Logan Square and all the other places out there that are just hoping that their fans don't forget them during these months.
I didn't realize that place has been around since 1950. That's incredible.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? You know, there's the Dairy Queen up near my house has changed hands about a couple dozen times and finally closed. You know, it's, I always think about, you know, opening an ice cream stand in Chicago is really a tough go. You know, you're only open part of the year, but they've made it for 70 years and they're not going to let 2020 slow them down.
That's at 2815 West Armitage. Thanks for that info. And Seamus, you have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.